begrüßen alle Brüder und Schwestern.
We welcome all brothers and sisters around the world to this broadcast, a biblical word reflection with Brother Frank. We are very grateful to God for the privilege to hear God's revealed word in the time we are living now. May the Lord bless Brother Frank, strengthen and guide him by his Spirit to say what the Lord wants to say to the church. Before Brother Frank speaks to us, I read a word of introduction from Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Auf alle Geschlechter aller Zeiten der Ewigkeit. Amen.
There you go, Brother Frank. I too would like to send very warm greetings to everyone and extend the many greetings that have reached us, whether Brother Müller from the Baltic Sea, whether Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi, whether Brother Cecil from Pretoria, from all over the world, whether Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, and we are grateful to the Lord God that God willing, we can again have the regular meetings in Switzerland on every last Sunday of the month. It is simply the respect for the Word of God. And the most important thing for a believer is the meetings. That is why the Lord has given the promise, where two or three are gathered in my name, that is what matters. And then the exhortation to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. We are grateful to God for the broadcasts that are heard worldwide. Yes, you can really say, this has never happened on earth before. And we have heard it from the mouth of Brother Branham that the last message, the final biblical message, will forerun the coming of Christ. And that has become a divine reality before our eyes. And for that, we are very grateful to the Lord. We are going to look at some precious scriptures, and I ask now that we begin directly with them. we read from Romans chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Romans 1, verse 1 and 2.
Ich, Paulus,
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Preaching the message of salvation, Paul referred to the prophets of the Old Testament, who foretold all that would happen when God will make a new covenant. And lo and behold, he used the Old Testament scriptures in the New Testament in each of his letters. And I really want everyone in all nations and languages to understand that we cannot and must not and will not proclaim anything else today than only what our brothers who were called and appointed by God preached. And as we heard it in the word of introduction, that God is able to do more than we can ask and pray. Above all, he wants to fulfill his word, and all promises must come true and come to fulfillment. So, we too proclaim the pure, true gospel, the divine message of salvation, as foretold in the Old Testament and proclaimed in the New. Please, beloved brothers and sisters, in all nations and languages, please take note that the New Testament began with a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. John the Baptist was a promised prophet, a man sent by God with a message of God to the people of God. And the scriptures from Isaiah 43 and Malachi 3 verse 1 were fulfilled. Likewise, with the birth of the Savior, foretold that a virgin would conceive and bear a son. Everything was foretold and everything happened as it was announced by the prophets. This is exactly how it is happening in our time. God had really promised a prophet like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Thus it is written in the prophet Malachi in chapter 4, brothers and sisters, What we all need is respect for God and God's word and true living faith in what God has said and promised in His word. For it is literally written, He will turn the heart of the children back to the fathers and will restore all things. This is also how our Lord repeated it in Matthew 17. We thank God for the sending of His prophet, Brother Branham, in our time and are grateful that we have truly been led back to God and to the Word of God. When the Bible speaks of the day of the Lord, we need to look up all that has been said about it. Already in Revelation 1, John was transferred to the day of the Lord. And if you were to ask an Adventist or a Sabbatarian, what is meant by the day of the Lord? Then the answer would come, it is the Sabbath. Yes. But if you read the many scriptures that speak of the day of the Lord, you will get the divine answer. And we want nothing but the divine answer to every biblical subject. We read on. We read from Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Acts 1, verse 4 and 5. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Thanks be to the Lord, who has not only given the calling, but has directly said what belongs to the calling, namely the equipping with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the power from on high, so that the preaching may not be done with the mind, but under the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And that is most important also for this time. We all know that everyone in all the churches have their doctrines and have set up their creeds. But we just go back to the Word of God. To give you the first example, in the Gospel of John, in chapter 3, we find the Lord's conversation with Nicodemus, and the Lord says, you must be born again, otherwise you cannot see the kingdom of God. And then comes the statement, You must be born again of water and of the Spirit. Everyone can read it. The true preachers do not stop at this word. They go to the next word, to the next commission, and put together what belongs together. What have all the churches done, whether the Roman, the Greek, the Orthodox, the Anglican, the Presbyterian Church, all the churches have used these two words of water and of the Spirit to put water three times on the forehead of the infant in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then this infant is a child of God and born again by the Holy Spirit. You have to imagine that and realize that the deception in the churches really begins with the birth of a human being and only ends with the burial of a human being. And therefore, it must be said clearly, the other scriptures have to be read in addition to get the whole picture. And therefore, we simply have to go back to what the apostles preached, taught, and practiced in the first sermon and in the last sermon. Let us read on. We read from Acts 1, verse 8. Acts 1, verse 8.
Ihr werdet jedoch Kraft empfangen,
but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. And therefore, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place at the founding of the New Testament Church. Peter did not preach. He waited until the promise was fulfilled and the equipping with a power from on high through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. Only then Peter arose and said, here is fulfilled what God promised through the prophet Joel. In the last days it shall come to pass. And it did happen. And we must respectfully return to the beginning. For this purpose, the last message has been brought, which must agree 100% with the first. Here you go. We read from Acts 2.
Acts 2, verse 39.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This word is also so important. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing of the word of God. And therefore it is written, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It was here on the day of Pentecost that the first sermon was preached. The first baptism took place in the name of Jesus Christ, the apostles. And here it was Peter who had heard what the Lord said in the Great Commission in Matthew 28. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized, and then, and baptize them in the name, not in the three titles, but in the name in which God revealed himself as Father in the Son and through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, all in the New Testament church were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now comes the main passage. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all whom the Lord shall call. I say this with pain. Also this scripture, which is so important, was misunderstood by many great men who came on the scene as revival preachers. For example, the statement, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Shall I tell you the name of that great church that simply says, whoever has been baptized has received the Holy Spirit? And if you go today to the Baptists, to the Methodists, to the many churches, then I ask, have you ever heard that in a Baptist church there are prayer meetings to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? There it is believed that the baptized person received the Holy Spirit the moment he was baptized, because it is written, for the promise is unto you and to your children. But whoever continues to read the book of Acts, whether chapter 8, whether chapter 10, whether chapter 19, you have to read on. In one place, the people were first baptized, and then the apostles came from Jerusalem to lay hands on them who had believed, so that they might be baptized in the Spirit. In the other case, with Cornelius, they were first baptized in the Spirit and then baptized in water. In Acts 19, they were first baptized and then baptized in the Spirit. Why do people not go from Scripture to Scripture, but take one scripture and refer to it, and they have misunderstood that scripture. Take the other denomination that does not believe in baptism at all. From 1 Corinthians 1, just because Paul said, God did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And that is why the preacher, the revival preacher of a great church, he proclaimed, God did not send me to baptize. So, with us, there is no baptism. With us, only the gospel is preached. Why did this great man of God not go further? And if you even go back to the Reformation, Martin Luther was not only against baptism of believers, he pronounced his judgment, he pronounced the curse on the Anabaptists. On the one hand, a man of God who preached the gospel, on the other hand, struck with blindness. And when we go through all the revivals, only partial truths have been revealed since the Reformation. But in every revival, new things have been revealed from the scriptures up to the Pentecostal revival, where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was emphasized anew and also experienced. But now we have actually arrived at the point where one can no longer remain in handed down teachings. For even the Pentecostal movement has remained in the Trinitarian doctrine. They believe in a holy Trinity. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Spirit is eternal. Where is there anything like that in the Bible? On the one hand, baptized in the Spirit. On the other hand, remained in error. And they baptize in the Roman formula, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But claim to be baptized in the Spirit. And let me say this with all clarity. The true believers who receive the Holy Spirit are led by the Holy Spirit into all truth. And whoever now claims to have received the Holy Spirit will be led back. He will not remain in the Trinity doctrine, Trinity baptism, in all the heresies that have been handed down. He will be sanctified in the word of truth. For thus it is written, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. And thus it is written, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And therefore, the divine truth must be proclaimed on every Bible subject, so that all who belong to the bright church may be sanctified in it. Here you go. We read from 2 Corinthians 1. Verse 20 to 22. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Please, dear brothers and sisters, read these verses again. This word is addressed to the elect, to the predestined, to the true believers. We have read here of our Lord. In him there is the yes, in him is the amen, and the fulfillment of the promises through us. But only those who believe the promises of God, in them they can find fulfillment. Just go today from church to church, from denomination to denomination. Who believes every promise written in the Word of God? Who believes the promise that God would send a prophet like Elijah before the great day of the Lord comes? Only those who believe the promises of God receive the anointing and the seal through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He who does not believe the promises receives only the anointing, but not the seal. And we simply must emphasize this once and for all. Spirit baptized are 550 million people, as they write. Who of these 550 million believe the promise? All of them believe in the baptism of the Spirit, in conversion, but none of them believe that God would send a messenger before the return of Christ to restore all things. They all remain in their teachings, in their creeds. I repeat myself, only those born of God who have received the Holy Spirit, who have truly received the anointing of the Holy Spirit and believe the whole Word of God, and especially the promise for our time, only they can receive the seal of God. And we are thankful that the Lord has taken care that we can believe from our hearts. And we all know that God has poured out his Spirit on all flesh, but only the elect believe what the Scripture says and how it says it. And they receive not only the anointing, but the sealing with the Holy Spirit unto the day of the Lord. Yes, to the hour of the return of Jesus Christ. There you go. We read from Galatians, chapter 4, verse 28. Galatians 4, verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. This verse must also be taken seriously. Abraham, after all, had Ishmael too. And after his wife went home, he married again and had six sons. So it is written in Genesis 25. But Isaac was the son of promise. It was only in relation to Isaac that the Lord personally was able to say to Abraham about this time, next year, I will come again, then Sarah will have the son. Here was a promise. And brothers and sisters, we must emphasize and re-emphasize the term promise. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all whom the Lord will call. Also the promise that the Lord would send a prophet who would restore all things. So, let us thank the Lord God that we have all these scriptures, that we are children of promise, believe the word of promise, and will witness the fulfillment of the promises. Let us read on. We read from Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Romans 11, verse 7.
Wie steht es also?
What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded.
Die übrigen dagegen sind verstockt worden.
This scripture is also of such great significance. The whole people were led out. But then came the testing time in the 40 years. Then came the murmuring. Then came unbelief, the disobedience. And that is why it is written, not all of the people, but the election, those who were not deceived by unbelief and disobedience, but who persevered in faith and obedience. Only the election reached the goal and entered the land of promise. It is the same now with regard to the church of the Lord. Many speak of the return of the Lord, of Israel's return to the land of promise. Many speak of the end times, yes, of the signs of the times, but only the elect who believe the divine promises will reach the goal. Thanks be to the Lord for this. We read on. We read from Romans 11, verse 25 and 26. Romans 11, verse 25 and 26. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in.
Da die Vollzahl der Heiden eingegangen sein wird.
Dank sei dem Herrn.
Thanks be to the Lord.
Wir sind tatsächlich,
we have indeed arrived at the point where this scripture finds its fulfillment with the bride church. When the full number has come in, the Lord will make the finishing and give the completion and take us home, and then he will turn to Israel. Then the two prophets with divine authority will preach the word in Jerusalem for 3.5 years. Then first, the number of the 144,000 will be called out and sealed, and then all Israel will be added. But first, the completion of the bride church from the nations must take place. Only then will the Lord fully turn to Israel, and everything is within reach. The return of the Lord is truly at hand. We read on. We read verse 26. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, Isaiah 59, verse 20 to 21, Isaiah 27, verse 9, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Thanks be to the Lord. Paul has here referred to the Old Testament scriptures and proclaimed it loud and clear what will happen to all Israel. Here you go. We read from John 14, verse 2b and verse 3. John 14, 2b and 3.
Denn ich gehe hin,
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Thanks be to the Lord. This is what we are waiting for. And we know that the Lord will come again, as it is written in Acts 1, verse 11. This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And we are waiting for that. Just a few more verses. We read from Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Here too, we may simply emphasize from the heart, this has become a reality before our eyes. The last message, the word of the Lord, has truly been proclaimed to all peoples and tongues. And we are grateful to the Lord, and may also wish God's richest blessing in this broadcast to all brothers and sisters in all peoples and languages. This scripture is fulfilled, and as it is written, then shall the end come, and the end is near. Here you go. We read from Matthew 25, verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Yes, we don't say, he is already here, as this German Bible says. We say, the bridegroom cometh. But it is the final call, not only as it was proclaimed in the 2000 years, but with emphasis, the bridegroom cometh. He is at the door. Let us read on. We read from Matthew 25, verse 10. And while they went to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. We must also take this scripture very seriously. Only those who were ready, who will be ready, only those will the Lord take with him at the rapture. Be ready to stand before him, to see his glory, as the German song goes. Quickly, some more verses. 1 Thessalonians 4, from verse 1 to 12. 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 to 12. Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. This verse also needs to be emphasized, that we should live to please God, that God's well-pleasing would rest on us, and all brothers and sisters may now open up and read all verses up to verse 15 themselves, and also read and listen to what is written from verse 16. But please, always with a thought of what we have already read from 1 Thessalonians 4. Because here it is about the rapture, and therefore it is emphasized again that we must live for God's well-pleasing in order to take part in the rapture. And in the further verses, up to verse 15, we are told. We are now reading from verse 16. We read from 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Blessed and praised be our Lord. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. And then we read that the shout, the wake-up call will go forth. What is happening now? It is not only a general awakening, but the last wake-up call, the wake-up call before the return of Jesus Christ, that we wake up from spiritual sleep, that we become sober to recognize that we really, by the signs of the times, recognize by what is happening now on earth that the coming of the Lord is at the door. Everything is coming to pass, and our Lord has said it. When you see all these things coming to pass, wars, famines, costly times, earthquakes, everything, climate change, everything is happening. And when that happens, lift up your heads, for your bodily redemption is drawing near. Oh, how thankful we can be for the last message that we have heard and believe with all our hearts. May all become awake. May all believe the last message wholeheartedly. Lay aside all sloth, all lukewarmness. Become fiery, ready to serve the Lord in the Spirit. May our hearts be truly filled with gratitude that we belong to the elect and that we do not miss a meeting and believe every word of God. And now let's hear another scripture. Here we go. We read from Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 11. Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it.
Und das zustande gebracht hat, wozu ich es gesandt habe.
Blessed and praised be our Lord. Again, I would ask that you prayerfully read this text again. How powerful these thoughts are. Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. God has given us the grace to leave our own ways and enter the way of God, the narrow path that leads to life. Every verse, every line here has such expressiveness. And as the rain does not return, but falls down to do to the ground what it was sent to do, namely, that the sower may sow the seed. The rain will not be taken back, but it will fall so that the sower can sow. We wait for the early rain, for the latter rain, and as it is written, and as we have read, brothers and sisters, please believe God, as we read in the last verse, the word that has gone out of my mouth will not return unto me void. It will accomplish what it was sent to do and bring about what I have willed. O God, O God, what more can I say? Not the prophet, not Brother Branham, not Brother Frank, but the word of God will do to the bright church what it was sent to do. Please read such scriptures again and say, Beloved Lord, let it come to pass and be fulfilled in me. Let me have part in what you are doing right now. And again, the emphasis, the rain will not go back up. It will make the ground fertile so that the seed can be sown. And the word of the Lord has been sent after all, so that what God has promised can happen. And we are children of promise. Believe the word of promise and stand on that word and say, Beloved Lord, fulfill in me all that you have promised. I believe with all my heart that your word, which has gone forth to me, will not return unto you void, but will take me with you and accomplish in me up to the rapture, up to the consummation, that my life will be pleasing to you, and I will be there when you will take home your own. My heart is filled. I just want to thank God for opening our spiritual eyes, opening our understanding, that we may believe as the scriptures say. May all be blessed worldwide with the blessing of Almighty God, and may all the words, all the promises find their fulfillment in us and through us, until we too come from believing unto seeing. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God in all nations and tongues, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand up for the closing prayer. Brother Borg will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are faithful and true in all that you do. We have also heard your word this morning, and your word does not return unto you void, but only when it has accomplished among those who believe you what you have sent it to do. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your faithfulness in opening our eyes, our hearts, our ears to the last message. Lord, we ask you to bless all listeners, all your people worldwide. Heal the sick, set free those who are bound, and save what is still lost for the glorification of your name. We thank you for this proclamation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.